the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Celebrating the biggest, funniest, weirdest, most dramatic, and most awkward moments of the year.
As voted by you.
Now, here's Roz and Mocha.
Yes, queen!
This is the Roz and Mocha Show Fans Choice Awards, celebrating, of course, the biggest, funniest, and weirdest, most dramatic, the most awkward moments of 2019 on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hey!
I'm the only one clapping here. Get back in here!
Hey.
It's the award show where, of course, you guys get to pick the winners. And boy, did you ever. We had thousands of votes. And right now, we are ready to unveil the winners.
Woo!
Okay, hold on. We got it. Hold on. What the hell's going on? The clapping has to continue on through the whole thing.
Okay.
Otherwise, what's the point?
It's the Fan Choice Award. Roz and Mocha are here, so grab a beer and get ready to cheer. There's laughs and tears.
I didn't know we were doing a musical number off the top.
What's happening?
No, because it's an award show, so I prepared a song.
Oh, that's not a song.
Yeah. It's a rhymey song kind of thing.
God, so a poem.
I'll tell you what's not winning an award next year. This show.
All right, here we go. Let's get into it.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is the Toronto Tings Award.
These are your nominees.
Roz banned Steve Miller from Kiss for the Raps versus Bucks NBA playoff.
So there you go, suckers. Until this series is over, no Steve Miller. Take that.
Maury cries over streetcars.
Are you seriously crying over streetcars right now?
Oh my God, the streetcars.
Mocha takes issue with Scarborough's Google image.
You could use anything else in Scarborough. You could use Scarborough Town Center. You could use the Bluffs. Hell, you could even use Johnny Burgers. Use that as a picture.
And the winner is...
Okay, I have the envelope here.
Do you want more of my song?
And the winner is... Oh, banning Steve Miller during the Raps Bucks playoff series.
Go Raptors, go! Go Raptors, go! Go, Raptors, go!
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
The KISS FM station, a radio station in Milwaukee, decided that they were going to make some news and make a point by doing a break from Drake. So they've stopped playing Drake on the radio station, which to me only hurts the radio station, but have at it.
Sure.
And... we were like, okay, well, what can we do? Let's find what's really going to hurt Milwaukee and ban them from our station and from our lives. And we started looking around for like famous things from Milwaukee. The first thing we thought about was, we'll just make sure that no TV station that's owned by this company plays repeats of Happy Days.
Happy Days?
Yeah. Because that was in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything else that's famous from Milwaukee other than, and I guess we can make the announcement now, and that is that this radio station, KISS 92.5 and the Roz and Mocha Show, will no longer be playing Steve Miller.
Oh, no! What are we going to do?
Some people call me the space cowboy.
Right? Like, I don't know how else to hurt them. Because in some ways, it's really, really easy to destroy the spirit of people from Milwaukee because they have nothing. But on the other hand, it became really difficult. We were like, okay, well, let's just ban their biggest artist. And then we went digging and digging and digging and digging and digging. And we finally landed on Steve Miller.
Yeah, space cowboy.
So there you go, suckers. Until this series is over and the Raps destroy. Who are they playing? What are they called? The Bucks.
Something like that.
Until the Raptors destroy the Bucks. No more Steve Miller. No Steve Miller. We need a cool rhyme. I didn't even think about that. They're taking a break from Drake. We're going to weave from Steve.
We're going to what?
I don't know. I'm riffing right now, man, okay?
Yeah.
I'm riffing right now.
I don't know how you're going to feel, Toronto.
It's not Miller time. How about that one? You like that?
I don't know how you're going to feel about not being able to hear this on the radio. Milwaukee, such a joke.
So take that.
Go Raptors, go.
as voted by you. It's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards
on Kiss 92.5.
Air Transat has daily flights to London, England.
Come on!
You're a wizard, Harry.
Okay, we could go on and on and on with this. Yeah, as Mocha just said, daily flights to London, England from Air Transat. We all know London is just the spot. Museums, history, the Queen, all of that stuff.
Hogwarts.
Fish and chips, Hogwarts. What else do they got over there?
I have a question about
Bobby's.
Do they still at fish and chip shops give you your fish and chips on like newspaper?
Some joints do, yeah.
They do, right?
Yeah.
I remember
when
I went to England when I was a kid and we used to always get fish and chips and they would always come wrapped in newspaper.
The thing now is they print specialty newspaper for your fish. Like they're not using actual newspaper anymore.
You know what they have there that I always found fascinating? They have places that are businesses where the only, and they're open like during the day, but the only thing you can do in there is drink. Like they have pubs where the certain pubs serve food, other pubs do not serve food. So if you're at a pub that doesn't serve food, you got to go across the street and get something to eat, and then you can bring it back in the pub that doesn't serve food. But like 2 o'clock.
Wait. Yeah. They have actual pubs that only serve drinks.
That only serve booze. There's no food available.
Are those ones called watering holes?
It's a tiny little place with just a bar in it. Like, that's it. There's no kitchen. There's no nothing. It's
that's
just a bar.
Awesome.
It is
like
just
that.
A place to drink.
What about bar nuts?
No. Maybe they get like a bag
like
of chips
snacks or
something. Yeah.
Well, okay. Outside of all of that, Transat offers multi-city packages so you can enjoy cities in and around England. Go to their website for more details, airtransat.com.
All right. Time for another award.
Here we go. Should we just get it right into
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is the Viral Challenge Award.
These are your nominees.
The Car Alarm Challenge.
Wow.
Oh, you, Mocha?
That was me.
Shut your mouth. Yeah, is that your video?
No, that was me.
That was you.
That was me.
The Koala Challenge.
Oh.
God, your foot is so heavy.
Let me take my shoes off.
God, yeah, take your shoes off.
How many times do you say chugga before choo-choo?
Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
Chugga, 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 choo choo.
And the winner is.
All right, here we go.
That's a great category. Okay. Okay. For real though, are these envelopes sealed with like crazy glue?
I don't know.
I licked it.
Why?
Like,
we don't need that. We just open them.
Yeah,
but it has to be sealed so that you don't look ahead.
God, dude, seriously.
Oh, this is gonna take forever. Do me a favor, go and pre-open all the envelopes, man.
Seriously?
I'm not gonna sit here and get a paper cut for you more.
And the winner is, how many times you said chugga before choo choo?
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought Car Alarm was gonna win for sure.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Here's the debate today.
Okay.
Somebody on Reddit asked this question and it exploded. The question, how many times do you say chugga before choo-choo?
Chugga? What?
How many times do you say chugga before you say choo-choo?
Well, three. It's the sound of a train.
Three times.
Go for it.
Chugga, chugga. Oh, chugga. Chugga, chugga, choo choo. Chugga, chugga, no, two times.
Say it again.
Chugga, chugga, choo choo.
So that's just
four.
One.
I say four.
No, chugga, chugga. That's two times.
No. Okay, yeah, so two times.
Yeah.
Mocha says two. You say what, Maury?
Four.
Four, go.
Ha chugga, 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 choo choo.
Do it again.
Ha chugga, 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 choo choo.
Don't put the H on the beginning of it.
What are you doing? It sounds like you're sneezing.
Yeah.
Chugga, 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 choo choo.
No, one more time.
Ha chugga, chugga, chugga.
Stop with the H.
Chugga, chugga. Chugga, 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 choo choo.
I think that was five.
I counted seven there just now.
Okay, one more time.
Chugga, 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 choo choo.
That's three.
Is that your stomach?
It was my stomach.
Your stomach did it once.
Okay.
Chugga, 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 choo choo.
So that was four times. Why do you change it every single time?
That's not me. I mean, it is me, but it's not me.
Okay, try again.
Chugga, 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 choo choo.
Now, you did it six times there.
You sure?
Okay. Yeah.
But just do it slow,
okay,
man.
And stop sneezing at the beginning.
Okay.
Just chugga.
Yes.
Go.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
I said slow.
Oh. Chugga, 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 chugga,
chugga, chugga, choo choo.
So five times.
That's too many chuggas.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
It didn't take that long for a train to go choo choo.
It's based on the thing. Chugga, 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 choo choo.
I know, but just standard. Like when we're talking about. Chugga choo choo.
Yeah.
What's the sort of standard?
I think it's twice. You go chugga chugga choo choo.
It's between 3 and 4, guaranteed.
No, you did between 3 and 7.
Chugga 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 choo choo. Chugga 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 choo choo.
See, that was three times.
Chugga 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 choo choo.
You did two.
Chugga 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 choo.
So what's everybody on Reddit saying then?
Well, it's a big debate. There is no consensus. Now, one person had brought up the fact that they use Batman as an example.
Oh, dunna 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 Batman.
Dunna 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 dunna. So 4 times.
Right.
Before you get the Batman.
Dunna 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 Batman. Chugga 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 choo choo.
No, but then you're just singing Batman, but just replacing.
But I think
chugga chugga. We have to find comparisons in this world.
Chugga chugga choo choo is because of dunna 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 Batman.
Chugga 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 choo choo.
Chugga 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 choo choo.
That's three. You did three.
Batman.
Now you're
okay. So you say what, Mocha?
I say chugga chugga choo choo. So twice.
Twice.
Yeah, that's it.
Chugga 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 choo choo. I say 3 times.
Do it again.
Chugga 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 choo choo.
No, that's three.
No, is it? Oh, hold on. Is the question how many times you say chugga or chugga chugga?
Oh, that's a whole other question. Hold on now. Am I doing 6 then?
Because then you're doing 6.
Chugga, 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 choo, choo. Yeah, I'm doing 6.
No, but even chugga, chugga is 1. Chugga, 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 chugga.
No, but what's the question on Reddit?
It says, how many times do you say chugga before choo, choo?
Yeah, I say twice.
Okay, let's start this whole thing again.
Oh, my God.
It's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
On Kiss 92.5.
This is such a fun show
that we love on the Roz and Mocha show, and it again made its way into the Fans Choice Awards. Is we love on this show a great riddle, which brings us to this:
the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is the Riddle Me This Award.
These are your nominees:
the Woman Robber Riddle.
So there is, in theory, $30 in difference.
Yeah.
$30 in difference. Yeah.
$30 in difference.
Man, you got away with words, bro.
The Friday Horse Riddle.
The horse's name is 3 days.
Excuse me?
Like he rode into town.
Yeah.
And stayed on 3 days. Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Jeez, oh, you really. No.
I just blew my own mind.
The half age riddle.
There's a 3-year age difference.
Because it's half then.
It just happened to be half.
So we're going to just walk away with being okay with that.
With being okay with the right answer? Yes, I think we can all walk away at this point.
And the winner is...
All right. There's the envelope. The winner is the half-age riddle.
Oh, that's such a good one.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
All right, Tanya, you have a riddle for Maury.
I do, yes.
Go for it.
When I was 6 years old, my sister was half my age. Now that I'm 70, how old is my sister?
Okay, so when you were seven...
Seven.
What?
Okay.
When you're talking about... Now we've been on the phone with this girl 30 seconds. You met... You need to listen, bro.
I was table drawing.
Tanya, repeat the riddle.
Okay. When I was 6 years old, my sister was half my age. Now that I'm 70 years old, how old is my sister?
Okay, so when you were 6, the person was half your age. That's 4. So let's just put that aside.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll just leave that right over there where all other things like that go.
Yep.
Half answers.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, so when you're 70.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just sort of figure this out for a second here. 4 and 4 is 8.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's not that.
Right.
6 and 6 is 12, so it's not that.
Correct.
Okay, so basically what I'm trying to say is half of 70.
Is?
3.5.
Right.
Okay,
so what's half of 70?
So 35.5.
35, let's just say maybe.
Okay, 35.
Okay, so the answer is what?
35.
Incorrect. You want to say the riddle one more time?
Sure. When I was 6 years old, my sister was half my age. Now that I'm 70, how old is my sister?
There's an interesting twist in this.
That's what she said. Go for it. What's the interesting twist?
So when she is 6,
the person's half her age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The clue in there is six. When she's 60, the person is 40. Maureen, do you know what I'm saying?
What's half of six?
Half of six is three.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're throwing around a lot of fours here.
Yeah, why do you love the number four so much?
So half of 70, when you're six, she's half her age.
Yeah.
Then the half the age continues. You're always half the age is basically what I'm saying. So you're still half through all of your life. They're half.
Okay, let me rephrase the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when she was six, her sister was half her age. So how old was the sister?
Three.
Right, so now the older sister is 70. How old is the younger sister?
It's still half, 35.
But there was only, when they were younger, there was only 3 years difference between their ages.
No, but what I think that you're neglecting to understand is that half.
Would it blow your mind, damn it, Maury, to know that when she's 70, her sister is 67 years old?
How the hell did she gain age?
She doesn't gain age.
She, like, aged faster.
No.
And do you get it?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't think
you do
either.
They're only 3 years apart, bro.
There's a 3 year age difference.
Because it's half then.
It just happened to be half.
Always half.
No, not always half.
Just
how does that work?
One moment in time. Why are you rubbing your head? How is that so difficult to understand?
Because of the phrasing. When I was six, my sister was half my age.
Right.
Then word it differently, mister.
Thanks for that, Tanya.
No problem. Thank you for the laugh.
Are we walking away from this unknown?
No, Mocha said the answer eons ago.
I know, so we're going to just walk away with being okay with that.
With being okay with the right answer? Yes, I think we can all walk away at this point.
It's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
On KISS 92.5.
Yo, for real?
Yes.
This is probably one of my most favorite categories for things that we've done on the show in the past year.
Yeah.
Achievement and junk science.
Yeah. These are all the stories that go according to a new study, and it's just junk. All of it is garbage.
I love it, though.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is the award for achievement in junk science.
These are your nominees.
Top 10 early things you lie about in a relationship.
Not that there's anything wrong with being assistant manager at a movie theater, but when that then becomes like, I can't go farther than that, it won't be believable. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that is
the
high.
Say that on the manager. Yeah, like
10 ugliest physical features.
No butt or too much butt. Like, who decides what is too little or too much when it comes to butt? That's what I want to know.
Who smells worse, single men or men in relationships?
Can you roll down your window for a sec? Oh, no. Do you mind if I smell you to see if you're single? Because there's a study that says...
Get the f*** out of here.
And the winner is...
Okay, that one has to win. That one has to win, right? That one has to win.
Yes, sir. Hopefully. Right. Oh, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Oh,
dude. Just like.
I know. So we have these envelopes here. And,
I brought it.
No, but you put the smallest little tiniest pieces of paper inside giant
when
envelopes.
When we said to Maury, who super glued all these envelopes closed, have the, like, for the rest of the award show, for the rest of the Fans Choice Awards, like, open all the envelopes.
Yeah.
Maury, a tiny little hole in this one envelope.
Okay. And then pull the thing right to the end, Maury, okay? Do me that favor. I'm not getting a paper cut. Okay, I gotta have beautiful hands over the holidays.
All right, hands. Top 10 early lies told in relationships is your winner.
There we go.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Hey, we often talk about the lies you tell in a relationship.
Yeah.
Mostly financials.
Of course.
But what about early on in a relationship? Do you remember back to when you were in those relationships where they were new?
Yeah.
And the sort of truths that you would bend, the sort of lies that you may tell or be told. Like, what are people most likely to lie about at the beginning, the early stages of a relationship?
That's not money?
Even before you know how far this relationship is going to go.
Your number, how many previous relationships you've had.
Oh, there we go. Hold on, let me see.
Did you lie to Matthew about that?
But you think that you get in that very early on in a relationship?
Yeah, I don't think...
Hey, I think when people start dating, within the first couple of dates, you start talking about, you know, what's your number?
No, you don't.
1,000%.
Within the first couple?
Really?
Nah, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You would never bring that up because we know your number. It's 2.
Oh, and the scary thing is when on a TV show they start talking about what the number is, I immediately change
the
channel.
That's always awkward. That's always awkward.
Because then you know it's going to come up on the couch.
No, it only comes up because you feel weird about getting into that kind of conversation.
So,
with Matthew,
here's what they say are the things that you lie about most frequently in the early stages of a relationship.
Well, how much you make at work?
Their salary is number one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Number one on the list is your salary. So, hobbies and interest is number 10. Because a lot of people are like, well, what do you do on the weekends? Oh, you know what? Last weekend, you know what? I just went to the museum alone. It's beautiful. Mambles.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You sat on the couch with your shirt off.
Yeah.
Watching Netflix.
Yeah. Like you volunteer. Where they live at number 9.
But I feel like that's like a somewhat of a difficult thing to lie about because what if the relationship progresses and you want to invite that person over?
Then you're living the life of Maury, where you have to now live with all the lies you told at the beginning of the relationship. Number 8, your current living arrangements, like the number of roommates you have or still living at home.
Oh, a lot of people say they live on their own when they don't.
Whether you're seeing other people at that time or not.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's
true.
A big one. Intentions with the relationship is at number 6. A lot of people will either go too hard on, you know what, I just want to keep it casual.
Yeah.
Right? At number 5 is their family.
What?
Maybe your dad's in the joint or maybe you grew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At number 4 is their job. Lie about their job. Did you ever lie about your job more?
No, I love my job.
No, I don't. When you were like early on in relationships, when you were younger.
Like
you
lie about a job that you...
You did things that you didn't do.
Oh, I sort of embellished what I did. Because like early on when I worked at the movie theater or whatever, I would, you know, say things. Like I didn't want to say I worked at a concession stand.
What did you say?
Oh, that I was, you know, assistant manager.
Oh my God. You were assistant manager?
Meanwhile, I was the guy in charge of the posters.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it funny that Maury's big lie is that he's assistant manager of a movie theater? Not that there's anything wrong with being assistant manager at a movie theater, but when that then becomes like, I can't go farther than that, it won't be believable. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that is
the
height.
I can't say that I'm the manager.
Yeah, like that's the height of your own sort of internal potential at that moment. Like, how far can I take this before getting called out? Lie about their job. Debt at number 3.
Hell yeah.
You still lie about that.
Spending habits at number 2.
Hell yeah.
You still lie about that.
And Mocha called this one early, which is their salary.
How's age not on there?
Because everything's an app now. Yeah. Everything has your age on it. Everybody knows everybody else's age now.
No, but you lie on the app. No one tells the truth about your age.
Does Matthew know how much money you make?
I think, you know, that's a good question.
Then a no.
Yeah, I guess a no.
Oh, look at that. I don't think he does.
You never asked? Or you've never told him?
Well, no.
Never gone home after, you know, at the end of the day?
Unless he looked at my T4 at the end of the year.
I've been like, hey, Matthew, guess what? Great news. I got a raise.
Yeah.
Here's how much I'm going to be making.
Yeah.
In the, you know, the next, like, little while, next couple of years.
I think it came down to I didn't want him to feel bad because I made more. But yet he's better with his money and he makes less.
You made
less.
More than Matthew and you're still like...
Yeah, dude, don't
in
even.
Financial crisis?
Don't even. Yes. Yeah. Underwater. Underwater.
It's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
On KISS 92.5.
Oh, yeah.
Who's ready to get awkward?
Well, there's so many awkward moments on this show. So, brings us to our next award, which in my opinion is one of the most difficult to judge.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is the award for outstanding awkwardness.
These are your nominees.
Tickle therapy.
So, how do you like it, first of all, Maury? Tell Mocha how you like it.
This is like, I can't because it's so tickling.
Oh, wow.
Maury calls his number neighbor.
No, I don't want to be friends with you.
Like, no,
I don't know who you are.
No, but we don't have to meet up. Like, just because we're number neighbors, we should text and see how each other's days are going.
Well, where are you texting me from or calling me from? I don't know who I'm talking to here.
Awkward hugs game.
Okay.
God, you're disgusting, dude.
Okay. Your next consequent card, gentlemen, is for the two of you to do nose kisses. Nose kisses.
Oh, come on, man.
And the winner is...
And the winner is...
Can I tell you what I think it is?
For outstanding
I think it's going to be this last one.
And the winner is, Maury calls his number neighbor.
Oh, really?
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
All right, let's get into it. Damn it, Maury decided after repeated texts and not getting replies to call his number neighbor.
Mm-hmm. So when Maury originally texted, he wrote this to one number neighbor. Hey, we're number neighbors. That's fun. We should hang out and be the best of friends. First of all, that sounds super weird when you say that. And nobody, when you read all the number neighbor stuff, when people were texting the person whose number is one digit off of theirs, nobody was weird about it. Everybody's cool about it. Why are you gonna be so weird about it? And then he wrote back, this ain't fun if you don't write back. Jeez.
Oh, you know, he said, it was exactly like that too, huh? A lot of people did have fun with the number neighbor thing, though.
Sure.
Like, it took off on Twitter and having fun conversations.
Yeah. But then when Maury didn't get a reply back, what did he do? He called them?
He decided to call. And these are both 416 numbers, too.
Yeah. You got a 416 phone, Maury? Good for you.
Damn it, Maury, the last digit in his phone number is the number 4. So he called number 3.
Yeah.
And number 5. And here's what happened when he called number 3.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Manu, what are you speaking?
Yeah, this is, my name is Maury, and I've been texting you. We're number neighbors, and I just wanted to know if you're getting my texts. Because I think that we should be friends. I mean, we don't have to hang out, but just text buddies.
Sorry, don't call me again, please.
Yep. See?
Hello?
Wow. All right.
Damn, bro. You got a friend for life right there.
Yeah.
And then David Warrior decides to call number neighbor number 2. And here's what happened.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. My name is Maury. I don't know if you're getting my text, but we're number neighbors, and I just wanted to know if you're getting my text because I thought that's so fun.
What?
Who
are you?
We're number neighbors.
Number neighbors?
Yeah, like we're number neighbors. We're numbers that are neighbors. Phone numbers that are neighbors.
Great use of words, bro. Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Explain it very
well. We should be friends.
No, I don't want to be friends with you.
Like, no,
I don't know who you are.
No, but we don't have to meet up. Like, just because we're number neighbors, we should text and see how each other's days are going.
Well, where are you texting me from or calling me from? I don't know who I'm talking to here.
Your number neighbor. Like,
I'm not sure who I'm talking to. I'm sure it's a number neighbor.
Let's start again. My name is Maury, and we're number neighbors. And and people think that's cool to text their number neighbor.
First of all, I can have a conversation. What should I tell you if I don't know I'm talking to you? Like, I say, okay, how are you doing?
I'm good. What did you have for lunch today?
Sounds like my aunt.
Like, that we're going to talk about?
Yeah, like you know, like what girlfriends do, you know, just chit-chat.
Uh-huh. You're single?
No, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. You and I can be friends because it's going to be a problem, right? I have a husband, you have a wife, and what kind of conversation?
No, I have a husband. I have a husband too. We can, like, you know, talk about how horrible our husbands are.
Oh, okay.
So this is the beginning of our beautiful friendship. I mean, we don't have to meet. We just have to text.
Oh, all right.
You don't.
Well, nice talking to you then, because I don't know who I'm talking to, but anyhow, nice talking to you.
Okay, well,
so my number was next to your number.
I know, it's like meant to be. We're going to become best friends on text.
Okay, but someday you need to see a picture of who I'm talking to.
Oh, well, gladly, I'll send you a photo.
Oh, no.
Shirtless or not? Do you want shirtless?
More.
Pardon me?
Okay, well, let's begin our friendship on text. I'll go meet you there.
All right, thank you.
What's your name?
Janet.
Janet Maury. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
It works.
First of all, that lady's Guyanese. She sounds awesome. Yes. Oh, she sounds like one of my aunts.
The thing that I love is that it's so creepy and it's weird and she has no idea what she's going on. But the one thing she does know is that she has a husband, you have a wife. That means the two of you cannot be friends.
It's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards
on KISS 92.5.
I'm going to reluctantly clap here.
Yeah.
Just like reluctantly clap, though,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because we're talking about hygiene next.
Oh, no.
And there have been some moments on the show this past year that have been absolutely disgusting. Both things that we've talked about and things that we've smelled in here on the Roz and Mocha Show. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is Worst Achievement in Hygiene. Gross.
These are your nominees.
Pimples on your butt and ears.
A bloody pimple in the ear?
Dude, ear pimples are the worst.
Roz busts Maury picking his nose.
What did you just put on the floor?
Nose goblins.
I just needed to know what you were rolling between your fingers.
Gross.
How gross are you?
1% of people said they take a shower maybe once a week.
Ah, you dirty, stinking. Nasty.
And the winner is...
All right. Dutty.
No.
Dutty.
Disgusting up in
this
here.
This is a tough category, man. Yeah. Tough category. These are all voted on by you, the fans, by the way.
Oh, my God. Maury, honestly.
Thousands of votes.
Like, these envelopes, just open them right up. Yeah. Open them
open
up.
Open them right up.
Like, I'm
open
being them serious. Up. Open them up. All of them.
And then pull the thing to the end. That's what I had said.
Here we go. The winner is.
Yeah.
Roz busting Maury picking his nose.
I feel so terrible clapping for this. I'm the only one clapping for this.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
What'd you just put on the floor in there, Maury?
Uh-oh. Busted.
What'd you just put on the floor in there?
Nothing.
What'd you just put on the floor?
What happened?
Nothing. I was watching you. What'd you just put on the floor in there?
Maury, what happened,
just
dude?
Just so you guys know, the dynamic of the studio, and you've probably seen it in the videos, is that Moke and I sit across from each other. Maury sits in a soundproof room, but like it's just the wall of glass, so you can fully just see in. And Maury sits to my right, and if I'm looking at the time, or I'm looking at the television, or I'm looking at whatever else, Maury's always in my eye line.
As I should be.
What did you just put on the floor?
Nothing.
What did you just put on the floor?
Bro, I could just, like, legit walk in there.
Yeah. What'd you just put on the floor?
What did you think?
What did you just put on the floor?
I'm not going to say.
Say it. Say it. What did you just put on the floor?
Nose goblins.
No, what did you just
boogers.
Put on the floor?
Boogers. I put my nose in. It is what it is.
Okay, thank you very much. I just needed confirmation that that's what it was.
That's all you need me for
that's
today?
That's all I need you for right now. No, I'll need you more for other stuff later. But I just needed to know what you were rolling between your fingers.
Gross. You're disgusting, dude.
But you went in and looked.
No, get
out of
here.
I'm going to try and find it.
No, I thought there was something else that you...
I'll tell you, though, there's a part of me that when I see Maury picking his nose, there's a part of me that finds it endearing because my old man was one of the best nose pickers I ever seen in my life. And so sometimes when I see Maury just doing something else in life, but it's like a way of concentrating, right? It's like when he needs to focus on something, your eyes are reading words, and in order to sort of like amplify, to like engage what it is you're doing, you put a thumb in your nose.
I feel like you do that at home, too. You do that at home? You roll your boogers in between your fingers and you just toss them on the floor?
Yeah, usually. But there are three things I do. I'll either do that, gnaw on my left pinky finger.
Gnaw on your left pinky finger. Show me how that looks like.
Like this?
I've never seen you do that.
I do it all the time and Matthew yells at me going, we don't eat our limbs.
Okay, so you suck your finger.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And eat.
Right, and eat.
Oh, yeah, I see you do that a lot.
So you pick your nose, then put your finger in your mouth, and then put food in your mouth.
Well, I mean, not in that order.
Well...
Are you sure?
No, but I do. I find it a bit endearing when I see Maury going at himself like that. Because it sort of reminds me of my dad a little bit.
How many times a day or a morning are you in there digging your nose and then flicking the boogers on the floor?
Like 99% of the time.
Yeah. My old man would be in the car. You know, sometimes when you drive by somebody, you know you're going one way, they're going the other way, and you just shoot each other a wave?
Sure.
I was in a car one time with a friend. We were driving down my road. My old man was driving the other way.
Yeah.
We were passing my dad in the car, and we shoot him a wave.
Yeah.
And my old man was such a shameless nose picker that he had... So do this right now. So make like a little fist, right?
Uh-huh.
Put your thumb in your nose.
Yeah.
Put your thumb in your nose. And then turn your head slightly and use the other four fingers to just wave without taking your thumb out of your nose.
He didn't want to be interrupted.
No, he didn't even take the thumb
out
of his nose.
To acknowledge that he saw you.
100%. He was very polite.
It's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
On KISS 92.5.
You want to try that again, Maury?
There we go. Welcome back. This is, of course, the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards. The greatest moments, the most awkward moments from the show of the past year, voted on by you, the fans. This one you'll love.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is the Don't Put That in Your Mouth Award.
These are your nominees.
The Guacamari Challenge.
It just tastes like potato.
So it just tastes like chips and potatoes.
What's considered breakfast?
I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind.
I've changed my
mind. Now I've changed my mind. That is now your first meal of your day. That is not breakfast.
Mari does a shoey.
Oh my God, that's so gross. That's so gross. Ew! Don't spit the water back in the chew. Oh God!
And the winner is
the Guacamari Challenge.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
You know me in competition.
I know.
Incredibly competitive.
You do not like to lose.
No, and the idea of winning a contest. I can take my jacket off. Hold on.
What, you get hot?
Yeah, I'm getting hot, man.
I gotta take my shirt off.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting hot in here. Okay, so the idea of winning a competition, especially a guacamole competition where the guacamole is made from the base of the guacamole is mashed potatoes and peas. Maury, his whole life, up until just recently, legitimately thought that guacamole was made from mashed potatoes and peas.
And why wouldn't it be?
So every time you had guac, you thought legitimately that you were eating mashed potatoes and peas.
Yeah, so I wouldn't eat that much because I thought that would be bad for you.
All them carbs. Mocha, who is, by the way, this morning, where he was like, I'm going to give you something right now. I go, what are you going to give me? He's like, why don't you call it guacamole?
Oh God.
And he goes, and you can have that and just claim it as your own. Say that you thought of it. Okay.
Essentially. Guacamole.
Okay. So we're about to enjoy a guacamole taste test. It's a blind taste test. So there's two containers on the counter.
Yeah.
And simply labeled 1 and 2.
Okay.
Mocha, and there's also a bowl of chips.
Yeah.
So Mocha, Maury is going to bring over to you the guacamoles.
The
guacamoles. Uh-huh. So in container 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And then we'll bring you the chips and then you can describe them. You can eat one first or two
sure.
first. It is completely up to you
okay.
how you want to go about doing this. But ultimately, you will have to tell us and everybody listening right now which guacamole is the best guacamole.
Okay, hit
okay?
me.
Okay, so Maury's walking over the two guacamoles to Mocha.
Okay, here we go. Guacamoles. Okay.
The guacamoles, now bring him the chips.
Yep.
It's a big bowl of chips, too. You got a meal in front of you, Mocha.
Yeah, look at this. So I have the two guacamoles right here. They're just labeled 1 and 2. So I don't know who made which one. Number one, it just smells like potato. Like, it really just smells like potato. Number two does not smell like just potato. There's some, like, added spice or something. There's something else in there.
Okay, so how are you going to test these? Which one are you going to do first?
Well, let's start with number one.
Okay, so you're going to start with number one for it. Hold it up nice and high so everybody can see. So Mocha has a chip in his hand right now.
Oh, and there's tomatoes in here. And there's tomatoes in here. Look at this.
Of course, it is guacamole.
Okay, here we go. All right, so tomato. Oh, cheap ass chips on these, bro. One scoop and the chip broke.
Okay, keep in mind that when you might have to double chip it because keep in mind that
potato.
Okay, that this isn't actually avocado. Okay, what you're dipping into is in fact potatoes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, here we go.
So
double chip in it.
Okay.
So we've got double chip potato. Mashed potatoes, sorry.
Yeah.
Tomato.
And peas.
And peas. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 How is it?
It just tastes like
Come on. How is it?
I'm still sick. It just tastes like potato.
So it just tastes like chips and potatoes?
No, like the chips just like lock off flavor. It just legit just tastes like potato.
Okay, so that was which number?
Oh God, I'm so thirsty. Oh, it's so dry. That was number one.
Okay, that was number one. Okay, try try number two now. Hold it up nice and high so everybody can see.
Number two. So here we go. Oh,
okay. You might have, again, you're dipping a chip.
I know.
You're putting
a chip
inside like mashed potatoes, so you're going to have to get in there with two chips.
Here we go. Two chips.
Okay.
Mmm. Mmm. You know what? Number two tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever they added spices or ingredients are in this one, it tastes good.
Does it taste like guacamole?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh.
No, it doesn't taste like guacamole. It just tastes like mashed potato with seasoning. Who made number two?
Okay, which do you prefer? You have, before we can say who made one and two, you have to now say which guacamole won the great guacamole cook-off.
Number two.
Number two.
I like number two.
Now can I vent?
Okay, damn it, Maury. Which guacamole was your guacamole?
Number one.
Right. My guacamole was number two.
Yeah, yours tastes good.
But
yes.
Did you add spice? Because you're only supposed to do potato and peas.
No, I made guacamole.
But I thought it was with the only ingredients we were allowed to use.
There was no list of only ingredients we were allowed to use.
Make it the way you want to make it.
But I normally buy mine store-bought, so I don't know what's in potatoes and peas.
Read a recipe, bro.
Did you use, in yours, Roz, did you use like fresh peas or something?
I used canned peas.
Did
you? Sweet peas canned pureed.
Did you use frozen peas in yours, right, Mark?
Of course I did.
Okay, can I tell you why I know that?
Yeah.
Because it like old frozen peas, right? Because it tasted... I could taste like, I don't know why, but I could taste like frozen peas in this one.
Okay, so the great guacamole cook-off.
Yeah.
It was me, Roz, versus Dammit Maury. The recipe again, because Maury his whole life thought that guacamole was made from mashed potatoes and peas.
Yeah.
So that's how we made the guacamole. And Mocha, according to you and the blind taste test, not knowing whose guacamole was Maury's guacamole.
Number two!
Number two!
If you want the lid, you can take that home.
I'm good.
As voted by you, it's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
On KISS 92.5.
I have been waiting the entire show for this category. I know I said earlier the junk science was probably like my favorite category of the entire award show, but this one is actually my favorite. You want me to just play the...
Yes.
You want me just play the nominees?
Just stop and play it.
Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is the OK Boomer Award.
These are your nominees.
Roz has no idea where his high beams are.
Are you telling me that there's a possibility that the truck that you own doesn't have high beams?
It might not. I don't know. I'm sure it does because it has lights on the bottom. My truck has a lot of lights. I just don't know how to turn them on.
Roz is triggered by streaming services.
Because it makes no sense. That way of searching makes no sense. And especially because some stuff in row one is going to show up again in row four, right? Don't do that, man.
Roz hates new technology.
Get one of them smart TVs.
I refuse.
Do everything for you.
No, I refuse.
Samsung.
I don't want a smart television.
Oh.
I don't want that in my house.
And the winner is...
Okay, Boomer, are you ready?
Right, hold on. Yes. Yes, go.
I knew it. I knew it.
What is it?
What is it? Roz has no ideas where his high beams are. Okay, Boomer.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Let me just read this text that we got. Could you guys put out a public service announcement for me? For anyone driving, that blue light on your vehicle's dashboard, that would be your high beams currently blinding me. Turn them off!
I didn't know which ones in my truck, I don't know how to work my lights in my truck.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like a bunch of buttons and stuff like that.
How many buttons could there possibly be?
It's like a knob off to the left-hand side.
You don't know which one is your high beams?
I don't know. I don't think my high beams is on that. I think my high beams is controlled by something else in the truck. I don't know.
Is there not like a where your steering wheel is?
Uh-huh.
Right behind your steering wheel.
Right.
Isn't there like a lever there?
Which side?
Like, let's say on your left side for your turn signals.
No, that's my windshield wipers and my turn signals.
Yeah, your turn signals.
Yeah.
So if you pull it back.
Right. I think that cleans my windshield.
Wait, hold on. Your windshield and your turn signal are on the... That's impossible.
Yeah, because on
they
my
can't
right...
can't be on the same...
Yeah, because on my right side is how I put it from drive to neutral.
Okay, and on the left side?
I have old school. I don't have the thing between the console, between the seats.
Okay.
Like my park, drive, everything else is like the big handle you pull down like you're playing a slot machine.
Like my dad's Torino?
Yes.
Oh my God. Holy cow.
Yeah. Wait, so everything's on the left. So my lights are on like a knob on my dashboard.
Uh-huh.
Like it's like a switch, like an egg timer, basically. Okay. Right?
What happens if you push the button?
Push what button?
The knob. Like if you push it in, will that turn your high beams
like
on?
Like push it in towards the column or push it in towards the dash?
In toward, like it's against the dash, right?
The button?
Yeah.
You can't push it in. No, it's like a dial.
Oh.
It's a dial. It's not a button. Like it's
so
a
it's
dial.
Off on?
Yeah.
So maybe if you maybe there's a third click for high beam.
But there's no icon for it. Like there's no picture. It just literally goes one, two. Like
are you so telling me that there's a possibility that the truck that you own doesn't have high beams?
It might not. I don't know. I'm sure it does because it has lights on the bottom. My truck has a lot of lights. I just don't know how to turn them on.
If you're driving and the sun goes down.
What's that, Maury?
Have you not read the manual?
Maury, I drive a 2010 Ford Ranger.
It's in the glove. Dude, a 2010 car, your vehicle should have high beams.
But do you think I got a manual with it? I paid the man with money in an envelope.
Have you Googled where are the high beams on a truck?
You know what I mean? I didn't go to a dealership and like ask for financing.
Did you YouTube
it? I showed up with an envelope. And
yeah,
then
why didn't you YouTube it?
And then as a discount, he cleaned my tires for me.
Yeah. It's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
On KISS 92.5.
Oh, man, this is so much fun covering some of the biggest moments from the Roz and Mocha Show over the past year. And these were voted on by you online. So thank you for taking the time to go back and listen to parts of the show and, more importantly, for your votes.
Damn it, Maury and his husband, damn it, Matthew, huge part of the Roz and Mocha Show. And their moments, whether they are putting up the Christmas tree, whether they're having high tea, whether they're vacationing, everything that we've ever played, there's always a chance. What makes it so entertaining is that there's always a chance that it might end in murder suicide.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is the Best of the Dammits Award.
These are your nominees.
The Dammits Vacation. Canoeing.
I will get off this thing, and this pole is long enough for me to hit you with it.
Matthew finds a mold of Maury's teeth at home.
We don't need these things on shelves.
The Dammits do the one chip challenge.
I don't think you should be drinking water. I think the water... Maury, wooden floors.
And the winner is...
All of them. That all of them are the winner.
Maury, wooden floors. And the winner is... Oh, the Dammits Vacation and Canoeing.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
The Dammits, damn it, Maury and his husband, damn it, Matthew, vacationed last week, and they did a bunch of stuff, like mini adventures. Their vacation started with a trip down to the Harborfront Canoe and Kayak Center, as millions of people do. Like, the idea of canoeing with your lover is supposed to be romantic.
It sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
We had, like, gorgeous weather this week. Like, imagine, like, that Toronto skyline.
It's magic.
Oh.
It's magic.
My heart will go on. And the Dammits got into a canoe. And this is what happened.
This is going to be fun.
It's not going to be fun. You know how I feel? I don't like aquatics.
Okay, so these are your PFDs.
What's a PFD?
Yeah.
Personal Flotation Device.
Oh.
Oh my God. This requires... Wait. Two paddles, right?
One for
two
you, one
each
for me.
Or one?
No, one for each.
Oh my God. I know what the people on the Titanic felt like now.
Okay,
oh
so
my
Matthew,
God.
You're over
it's
at
definitely
the front.
Wider than I thought.
So get in over at the front.
So that's the front.
No, I don't want you controlling this. I'd rather, like, no.
No, I know how to steer.
Okay, how... Do these have a tendency to tip? They don't?
No.
This thing is gonna, like, tip on one end.
Why?
Maury.
What?
Don't you dare move this thing. No, I know. I will get off this thing, and this pole is long enough for me to hit you with it. God, I'm wearing the wrong underwear for this. I swear, a drip of water touches me.
You're on the water.
Divorce. No.
What?
Oh, my God.
I'm paddling backwards to turn us. I'm paddling backwards to turn us.
I will lose my mind if I fall in this water. Ah, Maury! Oh, my God. Don't you dare.
Do you see the waves?
Okay. I don't like this. Oh, my God, Maury. Oh, my God. Ah, Maury! I feel like we need to lose 10 pounds before we can get on this thing again next time.
Oh, my God. You're not earthy.
This is not earthy. This is water. I'd like the earth. I'd like to go back on soil. Do you know Jay-Z's yacht? That's what I need.
Oh,
my God. Stop. Embarrassing me in front of all these people. It's just not for me.
But I'm doing all the work.
Yes, as you should.
Did you have fun?
No, I did not have fun.
I'm just trying to do things that bring us closer together.
I like being on land. Okay, thank you.
It's the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
On KISS 92.5.
Here we go!
This is it. This is it. The final award of the show. This is the 2019 Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards. All of these awards voted on by you, the fans, and this is it. It has come down to this.
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
Category is Award for Feats of Strength.
These are your nominees.
Toe Wrestling.
All right.
Okay, so now you guys have to lock toes.
Your feet are so warm.
Okay. Stop it.
That looks like it tickles a lot.
I'm trying to reach the toe.
Tug of war day.
Okay, gentlemen, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
In 3, 2, 1, go. Okay.
Balloons popped with Maury's bum.
And the winner is...
So many feats of strength.
This is a tough category, man.
Oh, I have the envelope.
Yes, you do.
All right, here we go.
The wickedly talented.
Tug of war day!
The Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
All right, let's get it over with.
Okay, so it's tug of war day. I love this day. And the last time you guys went at it in tug of war.
Okay.
So this was Maury and Mocha the last time it was tug of war day. Ready? Here we go.
Okay, gentlemen.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, tug of war! Okay, Mocha won.
Okay, so.
By the way, that giant thud, sorry, the giant rolling thud was Maury's chest hitting the floor.
Yes, okay, so let's go again. This is the sequel, the do-over, the deuce.
You never know what's going to happen.
Maury Mocha, tug of war, part 2. So Mocha, if you would like to go over there's a line on the ground right now. Maury, you know how to do this, right? You got to grab one side. What are you tying it around your waist?
You let me do that last time.
Okay, go for it.
Come on.
All professional. Mocha,
really?
Do you think that's going to help?
I don't even worry about it.
Don't even try to challenge that.
All right.
Challenge that rule. Okay, so are you ready?
Born ready.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh.
Okay, so hold on here. What? I didn't even say go.
Oh, okay. Try again.
Oh, I got a pain again?
Yeah. Okay, Maury just hit the floor. Okay, gentlemen, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
In 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, Maury just hit the deck again.
Hey,
what? And still! Happy tug of war day.
Like, how long was that? Like, all right,
I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Thanks for voting and listening to the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Awards.
If you missed part of the show or would like to listen again, get caught up on Roz and Mocha Podcasts on Spotify,
Google Play,
Apple Podcasts,
and the Frequency Podcast Network.
KISS 92.5.